The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. It's a great rainy morning here. It's Sunday morning. I think if the Buckeyes are going to play that well in the rain, it should rain every day that they play. What do you guys think? That was a great game, 30-0, as it turns out. Good friend of mine, Bill Halley, was nice enough to let me use his tickets, and they were in B-deck, so I didn't even get wet. I bet there are lots of jealous people out there hearing that. Honestly, I did kind of feel bad that I was so dry and warm, but I was really dry. Anyway, all right, now today's show is going to be about smile makeovers, and specifically, we have with us in the studio a woman by the name of Melissa Rashawn, and Melissa is a model. She's been a model for 10 years now, and she works with the Heyman Talent Agency. She also has a business called MelissaRashawn.com, which is a makeup artistry business. I'm not sure if she could do anything for me. Can you make this nose look a little smaller?
Absolutely.
You could? Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool. Well, good morning, Melissa. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
And I'm sorry, it's Melissa Rashawn. It's such a long name, I have to remember it all.
Can you imagine me trying to write that out in kindergarten?
Can you imagine me trying to spell Kvitko? Anyway, all right, now Melissa Rashawn, she came to us, and her story was so neat, so compelling, that we asked her to be on the show first. And secondly, we have decided that we're going to, and she's agreed, that we're going to follow Melissa Rashawn's progress through our office from beginning to end as she seeks out a smile makeover. So she came into the office, and we did our typical initial visit, which was exam, x-rays, intraoral photos, extraoral photos. We made models, and our next visit will be for her to see the trial smile, because, as you know, I make these trial smiles. It's something that people snap in their mouth, and or I snap it in for them, and we take their picture. What Melissa Rashawn didn't know is that I'm actually going to do that today live in the studio. I have this trial smile with me. I have it hidden. You didn't see it. And we're going to get her reaction, true reaction, so it's not faked, because she's holding her face in her hands right now. I know it's radio, so that means that what we're going to try to do is we're going to put these pictures. I'm going to take some pictures in the studio, maybe during a break after she has seen them. We're going to do it later in the show, so stay tuned. But we're going to go ahead and put the trial smile in, and over a break we'll get some photographs, and you can view these by going to our website. Go to the station website, which is www.am1230wyts.com. You can also go to dentallyspeaking.com. We'll have them up on both. And you'll be able to see what her teeth looked like when she first came to the office on the 22nd, just a few days ago. And then you'll be able to see what she might look like when we're finished by looking at the trial smile photos. And so I'm looking forward to that. And it's one of what I do is I watching football, I actually sit in my family room and I take people's models and I take pictures and I come up with a version of what I think you should look like. So, and I promise it doesn't look like a vampire. So we'll see if you like it here in a little bit. But I want to talk a little bit about how we came to meet. And what I mean by that is, what was Melissa Rashawn doing, say, 10, 11, 12 years ago? So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. Well, I'm actually from Seattle, Washington, and I am formerly a ward of the state. I lived in foster care from about 1989 until 1996. You know, my mother had me and wasn't able to raise me, and this is how I ended up in the predicament. And Dr. Kvitko, I, you know, there were 12 of us in the home, and while I'm sure there was dental available to us, you know, our foster parents never allowed us to actually go.
Does that mean if you had said to them, I have a toothache, they would not have taken you?
That is correct.
Wow. That's kind of scary. That's real scary.
Yeah. So moving forward, you know, I was removed from the home as well as all of the other children. And, you know, my foster parents obviously lost their foster license from not only neglect but other issues. And, you know, I found myself pregnant at the age of 17. And so it's like, you know, going from this tumultuous past to becoming a teen mother, I felt defeated, and all the while still not having gone to the dentist. Well, I lived in a teen parenting homeless shelter for 2 years with my baby boy.
What's his name again?
His name is Trey.
Trey,
yes.
T-R-E-Y?
T-R-E-Y.
Okay, good guess.
Absolutely. And, you know, we lived there, and, you know, things were quite peaceful. I ended up getting my associate's degree. I ended up working as a manager for Macy's within the cosmetic.
Is this while you were living at the homeless shelter?
This is while I was living at the homeless shelter. So my first year there was just growth, rest, and just renewal, because I had had such a traumatic past. And so really the first year was about building my confidence, you know, just being a mother to my child. And then in the second year, I felt confident, and I went out and got a job and finished my degree in communication. And by the end of the 2 years, yeah, I was working as a cosmetic manager for Macy's.
And are you one of the people that would spray perfume on women as they walk by?
I'm one of the people that would say, you know what, I have something fabulous to show you. Absolutely have to sit down. I may not spray you, but I'll somehow get you in my seat.
Okay.
And so at the end of the 2 years, everything was fabulous. While I was working in the cosmetic department, someone saw me from a modeling agency and said, hey, you know, we think you have a great look. Why don't you come into our office? So I went into their office, Dr. Kavitko, and really the rest is history in terms of my modeling career.
Now, the kind of modeling you do is print, what else? It's mostly print. So, for instance, when people hear the word model, they think runway model. And not that you haven't done that, but you do just as much print media. So, for instance, I think I saw almost like a catalog or maybe a flyer for a clothing company?
Right, that's correct. Yes, I'm what they call a commercial print model.
Okay.
So I'm one of those models that you'll see maybe in a Fisher-Price ad. If you go in a Toys R Us right now, I'm on probably 5 of the boxes. I also do work for Verizon Wireless and many other companies.
Oh, okay. Well, that's neat. So if somebody... Well, first of all, they can go to your website if they want to see the face of who they're speaking to or listening to right now. And what did I give that out, or what would that be for if they want to see that?
Yes, that would be melissarashan.com. That's melissarashan.com. And this is my makeup artistry business.
Okay. And you can really make this nose look smaller, huh?
I'll see what I can do. I think I have my kits in the car.
Oh, okay. I think it's going to have to include like a scalpel or something. I don't think you can do this with makeup. All right. Now, you know, that coming from the background that you did, it's, you know, obviously it's remarkable that you are where you are, because you went from being a pregnant 17-year-old essentially living in a homeless shelter to now you've been modeling for 9 years, you're a married mother of two, and you have your own artistry business, and you do the print media modeling, and, you know, you're to be commended for one.
Thank you.
I admire everything that you've done and are going to do, and I'm happy to meet you now, like, before you get on Oprah, because when you do, maybe you can say that your dentist is Dr. Kavitko or something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, just as a side note, I've had the pleasure of meeting a couple people that had similar beginnings. One is Liz Murray, and she wrote a book called Homeless to Harvard, and she had drug-addicted parents, and she was homeless at 15. But by the age of 19, she was attending an Ivy League school, and by 22, she was helping to create a TV movie based on her life. It was a Lifetime family movie. And the other one is Chris Gardner, from homeless to millionaire, multimillionaire. And actually, he's the real person behind the movie The Pursuit of Happiness. It's the movie, that's what the movie was about, was Chris Gardner. Mm-hmm. And I had a chance to meet him, and him and his son were homeless. As you, if you saw the movie, that's a true story. It's about his life. And so, I, you know, to have you in the studio in the same category as these folks, I think is pretty cool, and you should be commended and should be proud of yourself. And like I said, I seriously think that you're just getting started, and that there will come a day when I'll be turning on the TV and I'll see you in a movie, or I'll see you on Ellen or Oprah or something. So
thank you.
And maybe we will have played a little part in that by doing your smile.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now I want to talk a little bit about the smile, and you've been modeling for quite a while now, and yet just recently, I think you said you were in New York, somebody in the modeling world made a comment to you. Tell us about that.
Yes, this was actually after I first began modeling. I ended up going to New York for a beauty competition, which I did win. And when I was backstage, someone came up to me, Dr. Kavicko, and said, "You know, Melissa Rashawn, you are absolutely gorgeous, but your teeth are jacked up."
And he used that word, jacked?
Jacked up. So for the viewers out there that maybe don't know what jacked up means, that just means they're horrible.
Okay.
and I remember being absolutely crushed, and I felt destroyed, and I felt defeated, because here I am, I just won this competition, and you've decided to give me this constructive but destructive criticism.
Well, and how many years had you been modeling prior to having that comment?
You know, I had been modeling for about a year and a half to 2 years, and my agency, you know, they told me, "Hey, we think your teeth kind of have a little character. They're not perfect, but, you know, we think you can kind of hide your imperfection there."
So that was a year and a half into modeling, and the way you have gotten around it, because you haven't had your teeth done yet, we're getting ready to do that. But my understanding is you figured out a way to smile so that people can't see the jacked up parts.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And what does that mean? How do you smile? I mean, how do you hide these?
You know, everything that I do in terms of modeling or even just talking in person is very calculated. The way I smile is I just show my top teeth. I will not show my bottom, and sometimes I won't even smile with my teeth. If I absolutely have to, then as you'll see on the first before picture, you'll only see the top row of my teeth.
Right, because you purposely are smiling that way.
Yes.
And here's a little interesting fact. It takes nearly three times the number of muscles to frown as it does to smile. Frowning requires 43 muscles, while smiling asks only 17 muscles to help out. So the answer to that is stop working so hard. Just smile, you know?
Yes, yes.
Now, I understand in your business what you're doing, but that's mostly for listeners who maybe aren't a model, and maybe, you know, just go ahead and smile. Actually, scientific studies have shown that people actually respond more to the act of someone's smile than to how perfect or white that smile is. So the actual act of smiling is important. There is a message of affability in a smile. It says, "Feel free to approach me. I'm interested in what you have to say." There's a lot of opportunity when you feel that your smile doesn't have those implications. So if you don't like your smile, you're basically missing out on great things, from meeting interesting people to the basic pleasures of enjoyment.
That's true.
And you find yourself doing some of that, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I think it was Mark Twain. He said, "Wrinkles should merely indicate where smiles have been." Okay, that's pretty neat, right? So when we get a little older and we have these wrinkles, it's like it's because we've been smiling so much, and it's
let me go ahead and cancel my Botox party when I turn 40.
Oh, are you going to have a Botox party?
Well, I thought about it.
Okay, and another quote from William Shakespeare, and believe me, I don't quote Shakespeare very often, but here's a quote from Shakespeare. It says, "Smile at life, and life will smile at you." So even in Shakespeare's time, they knew how important a smile can be. And so what we want to do is we want to help you through this process. We want to make sure that we get you to the point where you can smile out loud, where you can, hey, maybe wouldn't it be neat if you could run into that gentleman that told you that your teeth were jacked someday?
Absolutely. Hey, if you're listening, we're going to have coffee.
Do you still remember him?
I still remember him.
Okay, so you actually could send him a picture or two,
huh? I certainly could.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do that.
Absolutely.
So remember that in a little while, and I'm not sure during which commercial break, we're going to put Melissa Bashan's trial smile in her mouth and let her see it. I even brought a mouth mirror so that she can, not a mouth mirror, a hand mirror, so that she can see it. I do want to, I didn't give out today's question of the day. I have a segment called Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day. And today's question is, of course, related to what we're talking about. And it is the result of an Orbit Chewing Gum sponsor. Sponsored study, what am I saying? An Orbit Chewing Gum sponsored study. And the question is, what percent of people believe that that people with nice smiles make friends far more easily than those with crooked teeth? So what percent of people believe that people with nice smiles make friends far more easily than those with crooked teeth? Okay? I think I almost said that. It took me two times to almost get it out. Oh, it must be Sunday morning. Anyway, all right, so you can call your questions in to 821-1230. You can send emails with your guesses to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. All right? So, feel free to do that. And if you have any questions for either me or Melissa Rashan, feel free to give us a call, and we'll be happy to answer them. Now, you said that you were in the foster care system, and that was because your parents, your single mom, couldn't take care of you, and so she wound up basically putting up for adoption. Is that what that is?
That is correct.
Okay. Are you in touch with your mom at all? Do you still, can you find her, or do you have her, you know what I mean? Are you in touch at all?
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Kvitko. I am 29 now, and the first time I spoke to my mother was when I was 27 years old. And unfortunately, she, you know, I found that she's on drugs.
Okay.
She's just got a hard life. So I could be in touch with her, but
I feel like it wouldn't be a good influence with you and your family.
You know, I just wish her well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you think, okay, you gave me a little bit of the story, but you went from a homeless teenage mom to a married mother of two who models and owns her own company, makeup artistry business. And I know that you worked at Macy's, and that's how you got into the makeup business and the modeling business. But still, how'd you end up in Columbus? And it still sounds like a big leap from Seattle, homeless, working at Macy's to Columbus, modeling with your own business and two kids and a husband. How'd you do that?
Sure. Well, you know, one of my mottos out of many are, when life throws you lemons, you just make some fabulous lemonade. So with my teeth, you know, just being able to conceal any imperfections, that's making lemonade. But also from the situation that I was in, you know, I decided, okay, I'm living in this homeless shelter, but I'm going to make that lemonade. I'm going to make the best out of the situation. And so after I won this beauty competition in New York, I ended up deciding to move there. And I moved there as a single mother with only $3,000 to my name. I had a job lined up, a modeling agency, and I did it. And,
wow.
Absolutely. And so after 9/11, it was very traumatic, as one can imagine. And I ended up moving to Pittsburgh, where my then boyfriend and now husband was from.
Okay.
And so we got married and life began. And, you know, I firmly believe in fate. I believe I was meant to sit here with you today, Dr. Kvitko. So I had a
well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I had a modeling job here in Columbus about 3 years ago, and my husband and I, after the modeling job, we drove around Easton, and Easton was what sold us on the city.
Kind of connected, huh?
Absolutely. So we ended up moving here, and here we are, and I love makeup, and so I love serving private clientele, and I'm still modeling and still trekking along.
Good. That sounds great. Now, we do have to go to a break. Something you mentioned there, though, I want to pick up on when we come back from the break, and you mentioned something about an imperfection, and I know that I don't think models actually had imperfections, so we're going to talk a little more about that.
Yeah.
Stay with us. It's 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back. You're welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We have Melissa Rashan with us in the studio. She is a model. She's been modeling for about 9 or 10 years now. She does print and also has a business where she does makeup for brides and bridesmaids and, I don't know, radio show hosts?
Absolutely.
Of course, I don't. What would I need makeup if I'm on radio, right? I guess I do some things on TV, so no, it's not that I've never had makeup on. They do they do try to, you know, powder my face or whatever when I'm doing a few things. But anyway, I've been joking about you making my nose smaller, but it's kind of my trademark, so it kind of enters the room before I do, you know? But, all right, so now, in a minute, and I just got this out from underneath, and Melissa Rashan, she didn't know I was going to do this, so I have her trial smile in this container, and a mouth mirror and all that, and before what we're going to do is, when we're gone for our next commercial break is when I'm going to put this in or get it out, and then she can look at it for the first time live on the radio. But before the break, you mentioned something about an imperfection, and I just thought, I think that's strange for our listeners to hear that a model thinks they have an imperfection, because I thought all models were secure in their themselves and their body, and, you know, they teach them to walk with that smug look on their face like, I'm too good for you.
Yeah.
But deep down, they don't really feel that, do they?
You know, I honestly feel that most models, actresses and actors, celebrities, they're some of the most insecure people that you'll find.
Really?
Absolutely.
And so modeling then is almost like therapy?
Modeling is almost like therapy, you know, and you could be the most confident person, but this industry will make you quickly feel insecure.
Because people are always criticizing?
Always criticizing, and everything you do is under a spotlight. You know, there's a certain level, of expectation and standard that we are held to, and, you know, sometimes it can be unrealistic, but, you know, that's why there are models. There are that few out of the population that can do it, but at the same time, there is a consequence to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, models are kind of born, aren't they? Because a model, as opposed to just a regular pretty woman, has a different proportion. I think that something about the body being a longer body compared to the size of your head. There's a, right?
You know, that is correct. There are actually certain measurements that are industry standard, 10 inches in between each. So as an example, it'd be 34 for a woman on her bust, 24 and 34 on her hips.
Okay, so what we used to hear, 36, 24, 36 doesn't apply to models?
Well, no.
Okay. But also, I think the torso or like the height of a model's head, or if you were to take that height, that measurement, and then you would find that there'd be 8 of those if you then measured from the neck to the floor.
You've
right?
done your research.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, I brought that up for a reason, because the same goes with a beautiful smile. There's a certain proportion of the teeth that the teeth need to be to each other, and to the upper teeth and the lower teeth, and the way the teeth rest inside the lips. Thinking of the think of the smile as a play, where the curtains, the lips are the curtains, and when the curtain is pulled back, all the actors need to be in their place.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yes.
And so simply having white teeth doesn't cut it. If you just have white teeth, you have white crooked teeth, or you have white teeth that are out of proportion.
Which is my case.
Well, I want the listeners to know it's not as bad as she's making it out to be. However, it's very important to Melissa Rashan, and I kind of put it this way. Most of us out there, most of you listeners, have probably had a car accident and probably had, like, this favorite car. You just love the thing to death, and then you went and you got either a scratch on it or a full-blown dent, right?
Yes.
And I think you said that even happened to you about a week and a half ago.
That's correct.
And, you know, I've had a 65 Mustang in my past and a 66 Mustang, and I treated these cars probably better than I, you know, some people treat their kids. And I was devastated. Actually, my wife and I had this car in storage. I only used it when I needed it. And we got it out of storage to use on our honeymoon, and somebody hit us from behind in my restored 1966 Mustang, and I was devastated. And I didn't feel right. I just didn't feel right again until the car was fixed. I couldn't wait for it to be fixed. It had, I guess it's like walking out of the house without your cell phone these days. You don't feel right, do you?
That's right.
And you're saying that that's the way your teeth are making you feel and have been for several years?
Absolutely. I just picked up my car yesterday, and it was repaired, and I just couldn't stop staring at it. And I can only imagine a life where, you know, and some, you know, I want the listeners to know that, you know, my teeth are not the end-all, be-all. I'm still going to be happy, but, you know, something that's so small to me is actually very monumental to me, or something that could seem so small to
everyone else
is extremely monumental to me.
And I understand that, and I let my patients understand that, but it is something that a couple of the makeovers I've done, the woman was pretty before we started, and they go, well, she doesn't need a makeover. Well, she did, and when they look at the after, they see why. So anyway, okay, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to get my trial smile, your trial smile, out of this little container, put my gloves on and all that so that it's all nice and clean and sterile, and then we'll see what you think. So stay with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230, WYTS with Dr. Kvitko. We'll be right back.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. Today we're talking about smile makeovers. We're working with model Melissa Rashawn, and she is very insecure about her smile and has figured out a way to hide her smile, although she hasn't been able to hide it from the industry executive. They're the ones that basically told her that her smile is going to hold her back. And so she has sought out our services, and we are going to be working on making over her smile. And so what I'm going to do here is, here, let me get this mirror out. I'm going to put this in her mouth, in your mouth, Melissa Rashawn. Give me just a second, and if I have you pull away from the microphone for a second, bear with me. Okay, here we go. Okay, and I'm not going to let you look yet, but here, let's see. Here, ready? Go ahead and open. I'm just going to snap this in. Good. Now, you're not going to be able to just need to tell you that because of that one crooked tooth, you're not going to be actually able to close your mouth because that will hit. I couldn't do anything about it yet because what I do here as a trial smile, it's all add-on, okay? Here you go. Let's see what she thinks. Hold that up.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead and smile big. See how your lips frame the... frame that?
Yes.
Now, I need you to know that this is the worst it'll ever look, okay? The trial smile is the worst because it's kind of bulky. It's just laying over top of your teeth.
I actually want to take it home and just wear these.
No, a lot of people ask us that, and you see what we've done is we've made your lateral incisors a little more prominent. They were little. This was kind of crooked and turned. Remember how it was turned sideways?
Yes.
And then I've made these teeth nice and round, kind of give more feminine look to them.
Yeah.
And they're a little whiter, so that way if you turn to the side, they won't. They're not going to match yet, but when we whiten your teeth, they will. See that?
Yeah.
Okay, and hang on just a second here. I don't know if I can get the microphone over. Hey, wait a minute. I gotta reach for... Okay, wait a minute. Here's what the lowers will look like. Now, I couldn't put anything in your mouth because of that tooth that sticks out. So I'll explain later how we're going to deal with that, but see how it looks like you don't have a crooked tooth.
Wow. Incredible.
Okay. Now I realize you have a little trouble talking because it's kind of thick and you can't close your mouth, but she's staring.
Yes. I absolutely... It's a dream come true.
So if we can make you look something like that, you'll be happy then.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
And then what I do is after I've done this work, I go through and I figure out what's it going to take to do. And I don't think I can know that until I've actually done the trial smile. I wish we had a camera on her because she's looking at herself all different angles.
Yes.
And then we're also going to take your picture while you're here, and we'll do it again at a break or maybe when we go off the air. But, all right, so what that's showing us is where we're headed. And I think it's important for people who are considering a smile makeover is you need to know where you're headed in order to know if you're going to like the end result. You need to see the end result before you start, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You want me to take it out now? Okay. Now, you know what? Hold the mirror up because I like to do the clock strikes midnight thing where, you know, like we're turning back into a pumpkin. See the difference?
Oh, my God.
You see how quickly you almost forget the spacing there? See the...
Yes.
And how square those front teeth are?
Yeah, it's incredible.
And how this tooth is tucked in behind that one?
Oh, my. It's... I almost feel like I will cry. It's amazing. It's amazing.
So, you know, that's where we're headed. And we're going to meet probably at the office, and I'll explain to you what teeth need what, which teeth need to be... modified to make this happen. And let me just show you something else here. Maybe you can hold a few bars while I reach. She's not humming. Although she was to the, this is a model of what this here looks like in your mouth. See that? See how that's changed everything? You can hold it if you want.
Incredible.
And that came from this, which is the model of where I have added wax in the appropriate thicknesses and positions. See here? To improve your smile. So this is the artistic work that I did. And then from this, we made a copy and produced that model because the wax is a little distracting and you don't really get the same view. Whereas this is an all plaster model of the same thing. So it shows you how uniform everything is and hopefully how nice it will look when it's done. And then your lower tooth, in order to do that, obviously, and if you guys go to the website that we're talking about, which is dentallyspeaking.com, or, and I may as well tell you, I mentioned www.am1230wyts.com, and the way you will find Melissa Rashawn's photos, they may not be up today, but they'll be up soon, would be to go to the on-air button. It's the, you know, the homepage of the radio station. Hold your mouse over on air, click on Dr. Kvitko. It takes you to my podcast page. And on that page, it says, click here for podcasting, and that's probably where we'll put the photographs, because there's a picture of a polar bear getting a root canal down there, and maybe we'll just add these photos right after the root canal, right after the polar bear's root canal. All right, so we do need to go to another break. When we come back, we'll talk a little more to Melissa Rashawn. We'll talk about her makeover that's upcoming, and get some more of her thoughts. Back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning, everyone. It's 9:42, and we have with us in the studio Melissa Rashawn. She is a model. She is a makeup artist. She is a mom of two. She's a mother, and she has an insecurity about her smile, and for the last 9-10 years, she's been trying to hide it when she would go out on modeling jobs, and she sought out our services to do a smile makeover for her so that she won't have to do that anymore and that she can feel better about herself, because models have insecurities, are self-conscious about their appearance just as much as the rest of us. Now remember that our question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, is according to a study that was sponsored by Orbit Chewing Gum. What percent of people believe that nice smiles help you make friends far more easily than those with crooked teeth? All right? Now, we did have an email guess from Gail, and Gail guessed 42%, and that's not correct, Gail. That's a little bit low, just to give the rest of you a hint. And so before this break, we went ahead and I put Melissa Rashawn's trial smile in her mouth, and we were getting her reaction. And I know this is a little bit difficult because it is radio, but Melissa Rashawn, what were you saying during the break? What were you telling me?
You know, I am absolutely amazed at your work, and you know what I find that's wonderful about you, aside from just the care, you know, just the, you're such a caring person. But additionally, I think it's amazing that you are a dentist, but you're also, like, you're a regular dentist, but you're also a cosmetic dentist and an orthodontist, and all of this built into one, and well, it's amazing.
Well, that's not exactly what I'm going to expand on that, but when I asked her the question, it wasn't to have her heap praise. What it was is she said that she had no words, and I reminded her that it was radio, so she had to tell me.
Yes, I kept saying, I have no words. I have no words.
But anyway, okay, so let's expand on what you just said. First of all, not an orthodontist. However, I'm going to make your teeth look straight without braces, and that can be done with porcelain veneers. It can be done with sometimes bridge work, sometimes crowns. Orthodontics isn't for everyone. Some people can, you know, they prefer, their life maybe doesn't allow them to get braces, and so they're more interested in this cosmetic dental approach. Now, there is no such thing in Ohio as a recognized specialty of cosmetic dentistry, so that means that I have to make clear that I'm not holding myself out as a cosmetic dentist. However, I offer cosmetic dental services, so now we have the, what do you call that, the Oh, that legal thing where the dental board won't be mad now. Okay, I forget what the disclaimer. Yeah, that's right, the disclaimer. Couldn't think of the word. Okay, but you're right. Not all dentists do cosmetics. All of them will say that they do, but if they're not really doing it on a regular basis and haven't really put a lot of thought, effort, and time into it, then you might be... you might want to be careful who you choose, okay? Now, this show is Dentally Speaking. It's not always or not necessarily about Dr. Kvitko, but I guess this one is going to have to be a little bit more about me than normal because of what we're doing. Now, I was doing some research in preparation for the show, and one of the articles I came upon is... I took it out of a Dr. Jonathan Levine, DMD, and his wife, Jane Larkworthy, and they wrote a book, but one of the things that I thought was, there are a couple things that I want to pull out of that. Smiles are also associated with youth. Doing nothing more than readjusting what's inside your mouth can take 10 years off your face, okay? And you probably already realize that, right?
Absolutely.
And so there, you know, all those cosmetic surgeries and all that stuff, a lot of it is not really necessary. Now, the other thing that I picked up, I have to go to the right page because I'm forgetting. Okay, I know what it was. It's this. When you're looking for a dentist to do cosmetic work, don't call 1-800-DENTIST, don't call 1-800-SMILE-GREAT or 800-ANYTHING because those dentists pay to be on those phone lists. And that's the only prerequisite to be on those lists is that you're paying. I'm not on any of those lists. And so if you were to call 1-800-DENTIST or what's this other one, 1-800-SMILE-GREAT, hadn't even heard of that one. And this is certainly not a plug for those companies. You won't find me. You find me better by typing in words like cosmetic, dentistry or sedation dentistry or whatever. So, I'm wondering, how did you find us? How did you come to know that we could do this for you? I mean, I think now that you're seeing a TrustSmile, you're feeling better, and you may be taking a chance by choosing us, but how did you come to that?
You know, Dr. Kvitko, quite honestly, I've always known that I wanted to have this done, but it's one of those things where, imagine if you had someone who, as an example, maybe were morbidly obese, and then they decide that they want to do a gastric bypass. It's something that they know they want to do, but actually taking the plunge
right.
is quite scary. And so when I moved to Columbus, I saw your infomercials,
okay.
and I remember just being struck by how... kind, as I was saying, how kind you are, and additionally your work, and upon doing more research and then actually talking to your office, I knew that I wanted to go with you.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
So, what would you say to somebody who is sitting out there and they have, you know, they've been contemplating having a smile makeover, but they've just been afraid to take mm-hmm. the step. I mean... there's got to be listeners out there that have been, you know, in a similar situation like yourself. Something pushed you to the brink of actually picking up the phone. And I know we're not done yet, but right now you seem like you're happy that you've done that. What would you say to someone else who's maybe sitting in that same position?
I would say that you only live once, and why spend your life being dissatisfied with how you feel, how you look, and they both tie in together. Take the plunge, make the investment in yourself, because in the long run, it's going to carry over in a different facets of your life. Absolutely, take the plunge.
I want to expand on something you just said there when we come back after the break. Before we do, let me remind folks, you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. That's DrKvitko. Hard name to spell, I realize. I'm sorry about that. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling faces.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. In the studio with me is Melissa Rashawn. Melissa Rashawn is a model. She is a makeup artist. She has her own business. And Melissa Rashawn, go ahead and give your website again.
Thank you. It's www.melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, roshan.com, melissarashan.com.
Okay. Okay, so if somebody wants to use your services, a bride or somebody, that's how they will find you. They can contact you there. Okay, now, I realize that we don't have a lot of time, and so we've already mentioned that we're going to probably have you back as we progress through this makeover. So I guess we don't have to get it all in today, but before the break... Oh, I'm sorry. I want to just get back to the question of the day so I don't forget. The question of the day was, according to an Orbit Gum... sponsored survey, what percent of people think that people with nice smiles find it easier to make friends than people with crooked teeth? The answer is 71%. That's pretty high, isn't it? That's pretty high.
That is pretty high.
And there are some other stats that go along with that. I'll probably use those on another day. But you mentioned how... this has kind of been eating at you, and this isn't it. You finally just got up. Something said, I'm just going to pick up the phone and make the call, and that you only have, we only have one body, right? I think that's what you said. Or
you
one,
only live
one,
once.
Only live once. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I'm working on a book. It's called Dentistry for Kids, What Every Parent Should Know. It's not out yet, but I'm working hard on it. And I was funny you would mention that, because I was editing one of the chapters, and it was about... You might not think makeovers have anything to do with kids, but they do, in the sense that if you don't take care of your kids' teeth, if you let them get rotten, or they're very crooked and you don't take them to an orthodontist, then you can take a child who would have grown up to be very outgoing, happy, smiling, laughing, and they'll grow up to be an introvert because they're afraid to smile. And also, with adults, you know, I like to say that we get one body to travel through time in. This is the only one you have. You don't get another one. And if there's something about it you don't like, I believe you should go ahead and fix it, don't you?
Absolutely.
If you can, of course.
Yes.
And so the I know there are people that think it's superficial, you know, maybe the money could be spent better on who knows what. There are always excuses why people feel that they shouldn't spend money on themselves. And sometimes I think that it's because they're nervous. And they want this, but they know that it also requires that they actually sit in the dental chair and sit through it, right? Because you actually have some angst about that, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
So part of what took you so long to make that call or the letter or email was, you know, you're actually going to have to be the patient that's going to be there with their mouth open for several hours, right?
Yes, and it was actually even hard to show you, and you're a dentist, it was actually even hard to show you my teeth. But
right, because you were so embarrassed about them.
Absolutely, but you put me at ease as well as your staff, and I'm glad I made the call.
Well, and I'm so happy that you've decided to share your story with us, and that we can then, you know, continue this process as we go. So... just as a recap, you came in, we had the x-rays, we did the initial exam, photographs, and then our next step is to get you back and show you what, you know, not only should we have done that today, but to explain to you how many appointments, how long they'll last. You know, we talk about cost and all that stuff with people at that visit. And the reason I can't give anybody, I think I told you at your first visit, that the makeovers can range from a relatively low number to a relatively high number. And I know you were like, whoa, I had no idea that it could ever get to be like that, right? And so we'll be showing you. I don't even think we have a scheduled visit yet, but we're going to show you at your next visit. And then for those listeners, follow along. Look at dentallyspeaking.com for upcoming for information on upcoming shows, and that way you'll know when to see Melissa Rashan's going to be on again. So, Melissa Rashan, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And I look forward to doing your makeup for you. I'm sorry, did you have one more thing? Go. No,
I just want to thank you for having me, and thanks for listening, everyone.
Oh, okay. Well, again, thank you, and again, listeners, thanks for tuning in. Remember, next Sunday morning at 9, we will have Dr. Hillman on again, because he's the one that has developed the vaccine against tooth decay. At least that's what we think. Oh, and iTunes. You can find us on iTunes at Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko.